Rabosai, we are at Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, 19 lines from the top, the last word on the line. We're quoting the Mishnah, Avalomi Me'akshami Me'akilon. He said you can't water on Chol Hamoed, Avalomi Me'akshami Me'akilon. You can't water from a pool of rainwater, okay, or from a well. Mishnah Me'akilon. We understand why you can't draw from a well. It's deep, okay. It's deep, or it's a deep pool. Why? Because very deep. You're like a well. Let's call it a well. You can't draw from it. Why? Because it's come to trouble. You have to drag it up with buckets from the deep. Elamek Shami. If you have a pool of rainwater, what's the problem? You're just gonna make a little ditch or a little impression between there and the field and let it run. Am Rabbi Allah, Am Rabbi Yochanan. The answer is, so we have two answers. The first answer is, he says that in Rabbi Yochanan, Gezeiros Geshamim Atukilon. The answer is what? If I let you use the pool of rainwater, you'll eventually come to use a well, which is going to be a tircha. You're going to come to be drawing. Okay? Rabashi Amar Rabashi says, Make Shamim Gufayu. He says, no. He says, eventually, the pool of rainwater is going to come to be just like a deep well. Why? What's going to happen? Because its water is going to be depleted. You're going to end up having to draw up from a deeper place. I have a kamifli of rivers there. So what's the argument? What's the argument whether the problem is you come to draw from a well, or it itself will become a trouble? The argument Rabbi Zeir's case, number zero, Rabbi Yirma, Rabbi Shmuel, because he said the harus amoshim mayim ben agamin. Let's say streams that are drawing water from these pools. Okay, mutar ashkos behem b'chol hamoed. You're allowed to water your field with them on chol hamoed. Okay, why? These are not places that we're okay now. So that's what we learned. Mar, okay, so Rav Ashi, who said what, that you're going to come to, that the pool of water is going to come to drawing itself, to come to a tircha trouble, Islay Derbizeh, he holds like Rabbi Zeir. In other words, he holds that since the only problem is you're going to come to be drawing, so these ones which are not going to become depleted, so that's why you're allowed to use them to water your fields. Umar, but Rabbi Yochanan, who said that the reason is because you'll come to draw from well less later. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Zeir. In other words, even where this thing is not going to become depleted, you still have to worry that if you'll draw from here or you'll use these ones, you'll end up drawing from a well. That's the argument. In other words, over here, if the whole problem is that it itself is going to be a problem, so these pools are not going to become depleted, so there's no problem. But if the problem is that it's going to, once you do this, you're going to go to a well, then even if it makes no difference whether it's going to become depleted or not. Let's say he said, back to this point, we said that you have these streams that are drawing water from these pools of rainwater. You're allowed to water from them. Didn't we learn in the Mishnah that you can't draw from rainwater or from well water? So why are you allowed to draw from these pools of rainwater? The answer is, okay, at this point, okay, because they're thinking that those pools of water are going to be depleted. You eventually we have to be drawing from the deep, which is too much trouble. So the answer is, so Amar Leis, Rav Zeri said to him, and says, Yimer Bri, he says, Yimer, my son, Hani Agam de Babel, he's talking about what? He's talking about those pools of water in Babel, rainwater, Kamai de la Paski Adavi. By definition, those are like water that's not going to come to a stop. But don't worry about it. In other words, when do you have to worry about like we just said, you thought those pools of water they're talking about are ones that are going to come to an end, going to become depleted. They're not going to become depleted. They're very, very full. Tana Rabbanan, we learn hapsikos v'abrichos. Again, these are also pools of water. Shinitz malamai me'erev yom tov. They were filled up with water or an erev yom tov. Askal ha'shvehem b'chol ha'shemoed. You can't draw water from them. You can't water your fields with them on chol ha'moed. Why? Because we're afraid that they're gonna become depleted, and you're gonna end up having to draw from the deep, or you're gonna go to another place to draw them, and it'll be too much trouble. But if there was a canal that was fed by a spring between the two pools, mutter, then you're allowed to. Why? Because even if the pools are gonna come to an end, you're still going to be able to draw from the spring in the middle with no problem, with no extra trouble. Amrav Papa, so he said this. You had a water canal between them that's drawing from a spring. So he says that whole Amrav Papa, but who that whole permissibility just said. Okay, Sharuba Shalosa Sada Shosma Asama Samayim. It has to be that you can, that from that canal of water that's fed by the spring, you're able to water the majority of the field in one shot. But otherwise, if it's not, then you're afraid again, you're going to come to go draw from other places and have extra tircha or whatever the problem is. Or draw too deep. Rabashi Amar. He says, no, even if you can't water most of the field from that canal, from its own spring, since it is fed by a spring, so even if there's not one shot enough to do most of the field, but since it does keep flowing, it does keep producing water, so the guy will say, lo shasi lechadyom, the field's not going to have enough water lechadyom one day, tishte letrei lesasiyom, it'll get the water over 2 or 3 days. So we're not afraid it's going to go someplace else and take extra trouble to get the water. Or whatever is going to be tikkun yisur. Tana Rabbanan, we learn. If you have an irrigated field, okay, which is normally watered from a spring that's next to it, and it is dripping water from one side into a pool which is lower, okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Breichla Shenotefes Mayim Yistei Besashachan. It means you have a pool into which water is dripping from an irrigated field. So let's say the field's got its own source of water. Let's say a spring is going to the field, and from the field it's dripping into a pool. So now you're allowed to, that water that's dripping from the upper field is getting water from the spring. The upper field is dripping to a pool. Now you want to use the pool to irrigate, to give water to the field next to it on Chol HaMoed. Okay, so he says you're allowed to. But it could be, what are you talking about? Maybe it's going to come a time where the upper field is going to stop dripping. Well, are we worried he's going to go get water? I have to take trouble get water from someplace else. Okay, I'm Rav Yirmiyah. So Rav Yirmiyah said, don't worry. He says, he says, you're right. He says, and the answer is what? Because you're only saying you can do that as long as the upper field is still dripping into the pool. Amar Abaya, for who? And furthermore, Shelo Pasek HaMayan Rishon has to be what? That the original wellspring that's feeding the upper field never stopped, never ran dry. But if the top one ran dry, so also you can't do it. So then we have those two caveats to the halacha. Tanya, we learn, Rishima Nasi Omer, Shtei Arugos, Zula Malamizu. Let's say I had two planted beds, okay? One above the other, in a given field, two planted areas. Okay, you can't draw from the lower one to give water to the upper one because that's too much trouble. Yet okay, moreover, Amra Belazar Beshimon Afila Ruga Echos Chetzi Anamach Chetzi Gavol. Even if you had, let's say, one planted bed, one area, and part of it, one half of it is higher, one half is lower. You can't draw from a lower place to the higher place. Tana Rabbanan, we learn Madlin the Yirakos. Now this, we're gonna have an argument what this word means. Right now, we're gonna sound like you're drawing, okay? You're watering. Madlin the Yirakos, Kedei LaOchlan. You're allowed to draw to put water onto the vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Why? Because that's gonna keep them fresh. You know, even though it's trouble, but this is for the sake of eating. Okay, so you're gonna do it. Okay, so you're able to draw the water onto the vegetables on Chol HaMoed, in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Okay, vim bishvil yaposim, but if you want to make the vegetables better, in other words, okay, you're not doing it just to make them good for Chol HaMoed, but you're making them just to grow better, period. Ravina Rabba Tosva, then it's forbidden. Ravina Rabba Tosva, asli borcha. These two rabbis were going along the way. Chazu gavro dehavi dalu davla. We saw a guy who was drawing water b'chol HaMoed, on Chol HaMoed. For the sake of vegetables, so Amar Le Rabba Tosva the Rabina, Rabba Tosva the Rabina, Leisim El Shamti, come and excommunicate him. This guy is transgressing. You're not allowed to. You're not allowed to draw, you're not allowed to water a Chol HaMoed, only a field that needs irrigation, but these which don't, you're not allowed to. So he said back to him, he said, what are you talking about? Didn't we learn that you're allowed to draw water for the vegetables in order to eat them? It's not a problem. You're, even for a rain field, you can. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Tosfos said, Ravina, Misavarta, my madlin, and the medlin, my, what? You thought what we learned, that's how we translated before. You thought the word madlin, which we translate as drawing, you think that word, what it means to draw water? He says, no, that's not what it meant. What it means is, it says, my madlin, what is drawing? It meant to say, l'shaluf, it meant drawing, it's pulling out the plants, not drawing water for the vegetables. You let it draw out the plants. On Chol HaMoed, okay, you let it draw out the plants in the row. When they're too thick, you let it draw them out on Chol HaMoed. Okay, why is that? You're doing that because you want to eat them. But if you're doing it just to, but like we learned, so if you're drawing out the plants to eat them, that's fine. If you're doing it in order to make the plants better, okay, because drawing out, you know, too thick plants, but the other plants makes the plants grow better, then you can't. Get the tanan, like we learned. This is interesting. If a person is thinning out grapevines, which are planted too thickly, the same way he can pull out, you see they're using the word medal is drawing out the plants, not the water. The same way that he pulls out the plants bishalo in his area, the part of the field that's designated for the poor, he's also able to draw out, to thin out that area, whether it's the paya area or the olulos. Remember, where the grapes don't grow properly, they're stunted grapes, it also belongs to the poor. So therefore, Dibur Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. So if he thins his own, he can thin out for the poor. Rabbi Meir Rabbi says, no, b'shelo rashai, he can thin out his own, the grapevines that belong to the poor person. And why is that? Because whatever it is, they'd rather just have all as many plants as they can get. Amrlei, okay, so Ravina said to Rabbi Tosva, so he said, therefore, so if he answered back, no, you thought that there were, statement that we learned, Madlin, didn't mean you can draw water. It only meant you can pull out the plants, so you can't draw the water. Amrlei, so Ravina said to Rabbi Tosva, Batanya, it's not true. I'll show you that, because we learned in Ebraisa explicitly that Madlin went together with the word water and not with the plant. Madlin, mainly, Yerokos Kedei Lochlan, you're able to draw, pull out water for the vegetables in order to eat them on Chol HaMoed. So you see what we're talking about. The drawing means drawing water and not drawing out the plant. Amrlei, so Rabbi Tosva said, Ravina, said, Itanya, Tanya, said, look, if that's explicit, then it's explicit. And therefore, we cannot excommunicate this guy. We see we have a source. You're allowed to draw water, even for the rainwater plants on Chol HaMoed to make them good for to eat them on Chol HaMoed. Then we good we learned in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to make the circular troughs around the grapevines for the grapevines. Okay, my ugios. What are ugios? Yehuda binki. Okay, so in Aramaic, they call those binkei, okay, those troughs under the grapevines, they call binkei. Tanya namiyach, we learn elhen ugios, we learn what are ugios, okay, that the round the troughs around them, bedidin, okay, shabikre zesim, they are called the bedidin, again, the holes that are at the roots of the, the stock of the olives. But Shabikir Gafanim, and also by the around the grapevines. Ini, is that really true? Says the Gemara. Okay, that what you call binki, those are the ugios, these rounded troughs. Rabbi Yehuda shar levnei bar etzesi lemeh, but binki levkaman. We got a problem because then Rabbi Yehuda allowed these people of this place to make binki, okay, for their orchards. For their vineyards. So I thought you said you can't do it. So it's low kasha, it's not difficulty. Ha b'chadti, okay, when did we say what? That it's asur in our mission. That's to make new ones. When you make brand new ones, okay, well, they never were, so that's too much trouble. You're not allowed to do it. Chol HaMoed. Okay, ha, but when he allowed them, batik, it was old ones. It was ones that were already there, but they got blocked up that he allowed them, even on Chol HaMoed, to unclog them. Relezman is ayomer. We said in the Mishnah, Relezman, I said, enosina ama. You're not allowed to make the ama, the canal, which is an ama by an ama by an ama, you're not allowed to make on Chol HaMoed and Shavuos. And we said, and the rabbi said, no, you can make it on Shavuos, okay? You're allowed to make it on Shavuos. Bishlom, now the Gemara says, Bimoed, I understand what why we said that it's forbidden to make it on Chol HaMoed. Mishum de Kotorach, okay, I see, because why? Because it's a lot of trouble. You know, Chol HaMoed is too much work for Chol HaMoed. El Shviyas, but in the seventh year of my time, what's the reason why should we also? There's no prohibition of exerting yourself on the seventh year. It has to be a problem in planting, whatever the problem is. Pligibus, okay, Rav Zeira, Rabbi Abramo. So there's an argument between Rav Zeira, Abramo, what's the problem of making a canal on Shviyas, on the seventh year? Chanamar one says what? The three of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said it's also because it looks like he's hoeing up the land. Here he's digging up the dirt, which is prepared, which is making it ready to in order to plant the field or whatever you're gonna do. But Chanamar one says, or to make the field grow. But Chanamar one says, no, what's the problem if Nation Machshir Agapeh? Because he's preparing the banks for planting. In other words, one is that he's hoeing the ground, the hole that he's making, and one is the other way, as he pulls up the dirt, he digs up the dirt, he puts it on the sides of the canal, so that area is that's nice soft earth. That's exactly what you want to do. Like that's why you plow. You have a nice soft earth now to plant in. Might be not. So what's the difference in the argument? Whether it looks like hoeing or whether you're preparing the banks for planting, it could be not. The argument would be in a case like this. Let's say that this canal, the second as you dig the canal, the water is flowing into it. You're close right to the source. So as you dig the hole, the water is coming in. If that's true, according to the one who says what, that you're preparing the banks for planting ika, even as the water comes in, as you dig it, you still have the problem that the dirt you're throwing out is going to be good for planting. Therefore, it should be forbidden. Amanda Amr Pnation near Kodim, but once it looks like you're hoeing the ground to plant it, Lekka, there's no problem. See, as you're digging the hole, it's filling up with water, you're clearly not planning to plant that hole. Amanda Amr Pnation near Kodim, but God says, come on. He says, according to you, the one who says that it looks like you're hoeing, okay, leichush mipnei shemach shagapel. There's no reason why I shouldn't also be worried. Like the other thing, you're preparing the sides for planting. Eligmore says you're right. We have to say that the argument is something. The argument is something different. Ika benayu. Here's the argument. The kashakil minei. Okay, b'shadi lebroi. But here's the case. It's where he's digging in a different way. He's filling the shovel. He's taking the shovel full of Shadi Lebroi and throwing it far away. In other words, he's not piling it up on the banks. He's throwing it far, so it just becomes scattered, so you don't see any visible prepared earth. So therefore what? Notice there's no problem of the banks looking like they're ready for plantings. And that's the point. So there, in that case, according to the one who says what, that he wants to prepare that he's preparing the banks for planting Lekka, there's no such problem. Lamanda Omar Mipneshnirka, the one who says that the problem is that he's digging, and it looks like he's hoeing it for planting, you still have the problem. When it says Igo, it says so what? Lamanda Omar Pleisha Machshir Agapel is real. Even according to one who says that generally the problem is you're preparing the sides for planting, Lichosh Mipnation near Kaodir, shouldn't he also be worried about the problem of what? That it looks like he's hoeing? And when it says, oh dear Nami Kiko, he says, I'll tell you why. Because also even for plant if even when hoeing, when is there a problem for hoeing? Kiko Shokel, he'll say, when a person hoes, when he takes the dirt, he puts it back down right in the same place. Once he's throwing it out, so not only is there no problem, once he's throwing it out, not only is there no problem of the banks looking like they're ready for planting, there's no problem of it looking like hoeing, because hoeing, you don't take the dirt and throw it away. You take the dirt and dig it up and put it right back in its place. Amemar masni lo mipnei shenira ka'oder. Rav Meir learns in the Mishnah itself that the Mishnah actually says explicitly when Elazar Azariah said you can't dig a new canal, the Mishnah said explicitly because it looks like he's hoeing up. Because he saw that reasoning explicit in the Mishnah that the reason Elazar ben Azariah said that the reason you can't dig a canal is because it looks like you're hoeing, so he had an apparent contradiction. He found a apparent contradiction between this word of Rolos and Azariah and another place. So yes, this kasha did Rolos Azariah really say Kol Shenira Ka'oder Aser? Does he really say anything that looks like hoeing is Aser? Rimini, he has a contradiction of between the two statements. Then we learn Osa the Meziblo Otsar. During the seventh year, a person is allowed to take the dung. okay, and make it into a storehouse. I can pile a storehouse. He can pile it up. He can make a store of dung and pile it up on his field, and we don't say, because he's really just storing up dung, we don't say that he's trying to fertilize his field during the seventh year. But Meir says, you're not allowed to pile up dung on your field, even though you're only planning to store it, unless he does something to show that it's different. Either he digs it down three tvachim into the field, or he raises it up somehow with rocks or whatever it is, so that it's three tvachim above the field. That way, it's clear to everyone that he's doing for storage and not to fertilize the field. Haya davar muat. Let's say there was already a little bit of dung there before Shvius. Okay, Mosi v'lavaholech. Okay, then you don't have to dig down. Then you're allowed to just continue adding to it. Rav Lezman says no. He says even if you already had dung there before Shvius, okay, you're not allowed to add to it. Achi yamik shlosho, achi yagbio shlosho. He says even in that case, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do it until you dig down three or go up three to show that you're not doing it to fertilize the field. Oh, achi yiten es asela, okay. Or you have to put it on a rock. So you see clearly on a rock. But the point is what? But that's what we learned in this Mishnah by Shvius. But you see that what? If you tell me in the Mishnah the reason why Allah is on his eye holds at any time it looks like hoeing, you're not allowed to do it. So then how do you allow a person in order to put the dung in his field so it shouldn't look like fertilized, allow him to dig down three tefachim, it's going to look like he's hoeing his field on the seventh year. Okay, so we have a contradiction. Over here, you're not allowed to make it look like hoeing, and over there you are. Or is there a Bar-Mamo? The answer, we had two, each one gave a separate answer. Chanamar, one of them said that the reason was Shehemik, okay, over there in the Mishnah Shvius is where he'd already, it's not saying that if he digs down now, if he'd already dug down three before Shvius, he's allowed to put the dung into it. Chanamar once says, but it's being a Zibla Mechir Chalav, he says, to make a difference. Over there, even though you're right, we say that anything that looks like hoeing is a problem over there, where since he's hoeing, and he's immediately putting, he's about to put the dung into it, the fact that he puts the dung into it at the end is enough to say what? That it's not going to look like hoeing. Eventually, everybody knows that he wasn't hoeing. He was only making a place for the dung. Furthermore, we learned in the Mishnah, the rabbis say you're allowed to make a new canal on the seventh year without any problems. And furthermore, they said what? You're allowed to, if there's a canal that was damaged, you're allowed to fix it on Chol HaMoed. My Mekukala, so okay, what is it? How are you fixing a canal that became damaged or messed up? Amar Baba, let's say originally an ama is six tefachim high, so it becomes so filled up with junk, it's already what? Amuka tefach. It went down, it was already now down to one tefach. He could dig it out again, all the debris, and bring it back up to six. It went down to one, and he can dig it up to six. He can dig it back down. It went up to one, and he could dig it all the way back down to six. I pshita. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? He says, So the Gemara says, now, let me analyze. You can dig, if it went up to one, you can dig it back down to six. So pshita, it's obvious to me, chatzi tefach, ad shlosha tefachim. Let's say it went up to all, there was only one half a tefach there, to dig it the same ratio up to three. If you know, before we dug from one to six, you want to dig from half to three, it's obvious to me, kevan de lo avar maya, since it's not going to be useful, the water is still not going to be, it's not going to be useful to transfer water at three, lo klumi, it's nothing. Okay, and that's trouble. You're not allowed to do it. That's for sure. Even though it's the same ratio, it's clear to me you can't fix one that had gone all the way up to half tefach and dig it down to three because you're making needless trouble on the Chol HaMoed. Tvachayim. Okay, let's say it only went up to two tefachs deep. Al shnei masar. Now you want to dig the same quantity. You want to double it. Okay, so you want to do two tefachs to 12. Okay, I understand what the Kotarch Tichay Seira. Okay, so you said you could do 1 to 6. I want to do 2 to 12. Okay, that's clear. Well, you're doing a lot of extra trouble, though. That's also forbidden. Okay, but here's where I have a question. Tzvachayim al shiva. Let's say I went to 2 and I want to dig it up to 7. So just like before, you let me do 1 to 6. Okay, you let me do 1 to 6. You let me add 5. So I want to do 2 to 7. So remember, an amma is usually 6. But you only do 2 to 7. I'm adding 5, just like you added 5 before. Okay, ma'u, what's the law? Hacha chamisha kamamik, v'hacha chamisha kamamik. Here, just like over there, when it was 1 to 6, you let him dig down 5. So also here, when it's 2 to 7, let me dig. He's going to dig down 5, and it's okay. Odilma came into eko tefach yisera. No, but since he's going 1 tefach above the norm, which is 6, eko tircha tvei. That's extra trouble. The Gemara says teku. That will let it stand. We don't have an answer. Amar Abaya Sharla ben Ichamda l'shachuvchinahara. He let the people of this place take out the trees that were growing in the river. On Cholamoid. Rabbi Yom Sharlu l'vei sachvasa l'michva nahara t'mima. This rabbi let the people of this place to open up the where the water source was blocked. He let them unblock at the source of the river. Ravashi Sharlu l'vei mata machsia l'avduche nahar. Ravashi, the people of Matemachsia, he let them take out where there was like an island. There was like a bank of sand in the middle of the river. Okay, Bornitz. He let him dig out that sandbank in the river of Bornitz. Yomar, and he said, "What's the reason?" Came the Shasmine, Rabim. Since the many drink from there, Rabim Dami. That's like the many. It's like the public. When we learned in the Mishnah on Chol Hamoed, you're allowed to do anything for the sake of the general community. We'll call that a daf. Everyone have a wonderful day. As usual, Sundays, I always apologize. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.